The Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has offered to end the two-week standoff at Najaf. He apparently sent a letter addressing government demands to the Iraqi National Conference it is meeting in Baghdad. Members of Sadr's militia have been inside the Imam Ali Mosque, a holy site in Najaf. American and Iraqi forces had been in position to attack the shrine. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad, and he joins me now. Ivan, what do we know about what Muqtada al-Sadr has said, especially in his letter?
Well, Renee, we've confirmed this with one of his Baghdad spokesmen. And the spokesman says, yes, in fact, we have agreed to the points proposed by the Iraqi National Conference, which sent a peace delegation to try to meet with Sadr last night. Sadr refused to meet with them for, he said, security reasons. That's what his spokesman said. There were 3 points to the Iraqi Interim Conference's peace initiative. They were Muqtada al-Sadr and his militia have to leave Najaf and have to leave the sacred shrine of Imam Ali, where they have been fortified in their two-week battle with the U.S. military and Iraqi government forces. Also, Muqtada al-Sadr and his men have to turn into a peaceful political party and basically put down their weapons, and in exchange, they will all receive immunity from future prosecution. So the spokesman says, we have agreed to all of this, and now we are waiting for a response from the Iraqi government.
Well, there has been then no response yet as of this moment, and by the way, what about American officials?
Well, this has all just come out in a matter of minutes, perhaps 15, 20 minutes ago. It does follow some very bellicose statements from the Iraqi interim government, though. Earlier today, the Prime Minister, Iyad Alawi, he was really criticizing Sadr in a statement today for refusing to meet with this peace delegation last night. He was using this as political ammunition. And then his defense minister came out with a statement saying that Iraqi troops would in fact storm the holy shrine of Imam Ali in Najaf, that they had trained up the Iraqi National Guard for this operation, and that it would be even completed within a matter of hours. So this peace initiative, or the accepting this proposal, has come after some very tough statements from the Iraqi government.
Well, yes, and the peace initiative came at the delegation came from the Iraqi National Conference, which you're right there where it's meeting. What all led to the development?
Well, the peace talks, there had been truce talks over the weekend between the Iraqi government and Sadr. They collapsed over the weekend, and the government said, we're going to go in with the help of the U.S. military. We're going to go after Sadr. Now, at the start of the Iraqi conference, where more than 1,100 delegates had gathered, there was loud opposition to this move, and there was a push by the majority of the conference members to restart, to resuscitate peace talks with Sadr. A delegation went last night, followed this through, and this is the result, evidently. It looks so far like somewhat of a success.
Thanks very much, Ivan. NPR's Ivan Watson speaking from Baghdad.